Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisade. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved two rail projects with an estimated cost of 6,798 crore rupees to provide connectivity, facilitate ease of travel and minimize logistic costs. The first project involves the doubling of 256 kilometer of railway line from Narkatiyaganj to Raksal, Sitamarhi and Darbhanga, and the Sitamarhi-Muzaffarpur section. This project will strengthen connectivity to Nepal, Northeast India and border areas by facilitating the movement of passenger trains alongside goods trains. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting yesterday, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted the importance of project in Bihar. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the CCEA has given its nod to a new railway line for Amaravati, which is the new capital city of Andhra Pradesh. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday said India and China have been involved in talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve their differences in certain areas along the line of actual control, LAC. In his address at the inaugural session of the Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2024 in New Delhi, the Defence Minister said following the talks, a broad consensus has been achieved to restore the ground situation based on the principles of equal and mutual security. Mr. Singh said, India has a distinctive vision regarding development and security, which has made self-reliance in defence a prominent national goal. Justice Sanjeev Khanna has been appointed as the next Chief Justice of India. Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said in a tweet that President Draupadi Murmu, after consultation with CJI D.Y. Chandrachud, has appointed Justice Khanna as CJI with effect from 11th November. Justice Khanna is currently the second senior most judge of the Supreme Court. He will become the 51st Chief Justice of India. Justice Khanna is due to retire on 13th May 2025. Incumbent CJI D.Y. Chandrachud, who took charge on 9th November 2022, will retire on 10th November this year. The Office of the Principal Accountant General Nagal in Kohima has launched the SMS and web-based IT project for the benefit of state government employees. This project encapsulates entitlement functions like pension, GPF and GE. The SMS and web-based IT project aims to bring transparency at every stage of pension, GPF and payslip, leave or leave encashment finalization by providing SMS to their registered mobile number. The pensioners, GPF subscribers and the gazetted officers will be intimated with a temporary user ID and password. In case of any doubt or query, the state government employees can contact Nitish Kumar, Assistant Accounts Officer at 8415830781 and Senior Accounts Officer Akum Chuba at 9436005112 for assistance during office hours. Further, employees can also email at agaenaglin@cag.gov.in or to Senior Deputy Accountant General A&E Satish Kumar at kumars4@cag.gov.in for any query or doubts. The Chagasan Students' Union CSU has announced a temporary suspension on its ongoing agitation against the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, for 15 days. The decision comes after receiving assurances from the Office of the General Manager, Project Management Unit PMU, Fitzroy NHIDCL regarding concerns raised by the union. In a statement, the union stated that this suspension is meant to provide the authorities an opportunity to fulfill their promises. However, the CSU warned that it will closely monitor the situation and if the NHIDCL fails to meet the agreed upon timelines or deliver on its assurances, the union is ready to resume its protests to ensure accountability. Samagra Shiksha Nagaland yesterday organized a state-level Kala Utsav at Kohima. Kala Utsav, a flagship program of the Department of School Education and Literacy, Ministry of Education, provides a platform for students to explore and celebrate arts and cultural diversity at various levels, school, district, state and national. Director School Education, Wonthungo Tsopoy, spoke on cultural values that students should imbibe. State Mission Director, Samagra Shiksha Nagaland, Temsunaro Ayer also exhorted the students and spoke about how the Kala Utsav initiative of the ministry is an important platform to display the rich heritage and culture of Nagaland. The district winners of various competitions also participated in the program. Winners will represent the state at the national level Kala Utsav 2024 at Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh in January 2025. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.